from Effective Meltdown, MFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Once again, I'm from Effective Meltdown, and we are going to start off by playing some post-rock off of maybe one of the most pivotal early post-rock albums, Laughingstock by Talk Talk, and we're going to be starting with Taphead. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
We are back. That was some talk tap head playing for you while we got situated in the studio. But we're going to have a theme now that's not just, somber music on this rainy day.
Yeah, really. Got to pick it up.
Ivan, do you want to tell them what we're doing?
Yeah, I think we're going to do our best of 2024, sort of a short list. I don't think it's going to be like the best of 2024 or like the most iconic of 2024, but kind of just our personal favorites from the year. Mm-hmm. Figured we should do this now before we get too far, or before 2024 is too much of a history.
I know. Already in February, mid-February.
Yeah, I know. And I think it'll be a nice pickup from the snow. I mean, it was bad. I had to wear Tim's today, Will.
I don't. I'm from upstate New York, and I still don't own boots.
Are you wearing? Oh, you were literally wearing running shoes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I went and ran before this. I'm tough.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not tough anymore.
I ran on the treadmill, if you're wondering, not outside.
But yeah, and then what are we gonna kick it off with?
We're gonna kick it off with some Waxahachie, off of the album Tiger's Blood. Three Sisters. Ivan, do you have anything to play? This is Ivan's pick. Do you have anything to say about the song?
No, not really. There was a lot of hype that came out before it, and then also, I mean, I think it was the feature of MJ Lenderman too that kind of got everyone excited. I don't think we're going to be playing any MJ Lenderman. Wasn't too much my thing. Uh-huh. But I really like this album, and then hopefully we'll get to more and more favorites.
There we go.
Yeah.
Starting off with some Waxahachie, Three Sisters, enjoy.
Oh, wait. Oh, and you were listening to...
I pick you up inside a hopeless prayer. I see you beholding to nothing. I make a living crying, it ain't fair. Night budging, I don't see why. It's a state of mind you design, you get everything that you want. You might get lost in the moment, take it easy on your opponent. But it plays on my mind how the time passes, covers you like a friend. getting slow. The generations, the towns dissolve. In my drumming footfall, discarded clothing on the until it's all falling away. Coming into a clearing, there's a pause between the breaths, and I look up. Thank you. I know a lot of things, but I don't know you.
Hello, hello. That last song that we just listened to was Killing Time by Magdalena Bay off of their 2024 album. I guess everything is going to be from 2024 right now, but that was Imaginal Disc, which I really enjoy, and Ivan doesn't enjoy as much, which makes me a little bit sad. But...
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Ivan, do you want to talk about what you queued for your top of 2024?
So, we also... My pick was... I Don't Know You, by Mannequin P. Mm-hmm. It was a great 2024 album, came out in the winter of 2024, spring, and that whole album is pretty great. But what I have next is, wait, well, what do I have next?
You have World on a String.
Oh, yes, we have Jessica Pratt's World on a String, and that came out in May. With Here in the Pitch, right after Cindy Lee's Diamond Jubilee, and it was kind of a really cool hypnagogic pop follow-up to what was a landmark album for the genre, and then Jessica Pratt kind of matched it. Not totally matched it, but matched it. And then I think the leading single off that was the intro track, Life Is, but I think now that's gotten its fair share of playing time. World on a String is... the really, really great track. I think it's like third on the album. So I'm excited to play that.
Uh-huh. And if anyone is a little disappointed if we don't play any Cindy Lee, it's because it's quite hard to play unless you like have the files downloaded or like are on Bandcamp or wherever it was uploaded.
So I mean, there's some pirates on SoundCloud, mm-hmm. but also I think it's kind of, I don't know if we can even play it. But yeah,
it's quite hard to play. It's not on the regular streaming services that we typically use to air songs. Anyways, two things before we get to playing the best of 2024. One is a few songs ago we played "I Walk" by Mount Erie, and the latest Mount Erie album that came out this past year, "Night Palace," was, I think, like. You know, it was the, in terms of Mount Erie or, you know, the Microphones releases, it's the one that I most like to go back to other than the Glow Part 2.
Wow.
Perhaps. You know, that's not to say there's not better stuff out there. Some stuff like A Crow Looked at Me is just stuff that you don't really want to return to.
Or you return to it because you're just extremely unhappy.
Which you don't necessarily, or you just don't. You don't necessarily want to be in a place like that. a little personal anecdote from Will is the only time I've ever cried listening to a song was from "A Crow Looked at Me."
That is so touching.
I know.
You're a deep guy.
I'm a deep guy.
But that album is devastating for anyone actually wondering. It's kind of unbelievable.
Sympathies go out to Phil.
Sympathies go out to Phil. Yeah.
One final thing before we play some, I guess not new music, but relatively new music, is just some numbers to think about in referring to Bitcoin energy costs. Do you know that a single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy? For reference, a kilowatt hour is the amount of energy a 1,000-watt appliance uses in 1 hour. So one Bitcoin transaction is like basically like, I don't know, 2,000 dishwashers running for 1 hour at the same time.
Wow.
Which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days.
Wow.
Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions.
Jeez.
So, I guess, yeah.
Take that, Doge.
Take that, Doge. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. These are numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. It really makes you think. Those crypto guys are kind of wrecking things.
They're ruining the environment. God.
That's a little inference you can make from those numbers. Yes. Anyways, before we venture into topics that we shouldn't talk about, let's play some music.
Yeah, and then we'll each play too. So, yeah. Cool. So,
on to World on a String by Jessica Pratt. Enjoy.
She's got the world on a string. About the time she comes around here anyway. And it's only lasted for
Well, I hope you feel like loving someone soon. Your memory remains.
Back once more, probably maybe for the last time.
Probably maybe.
Sad.
Ivan, what did we just listen to?
So that was Mary Boone off of Vampire Weekend's new album. Only God Was Above Us. That came out, I think, in April. I think Mary Boone was my favorite. Along with Prep School Gangsters, probably Connect, or The Surfer, actually. That was a great album. It was a good return, especially after their previous album. And then we...
A brief side note. Ivan was shocked and maybe a little disgusted to hear that Vampire Weekend had a fourth of the monthly listeners as Joji. Who he doesn't necessarily...
But who even is Joji?
I mean,
it's not even... We're not even going to get into it.
But Ivan was a little surprised to hear that.
I mean, Vampire Weekend's like that. That's a super... That's a normal... That's a really...
They have some big songs.
Yeah, whatever. okay, Spotify is stupid. Before that, I think we did Kravitz by Mabe Fraddy.
Really, really like that song.
That album is, I think the whole thing is phenomenal. That might be my favorite album besides Diamond Jubilee of 2024.
You want to pronounce it?
Mabe Fraddy? I mean, it's probably wrong.
The album.
Oh, La Sentire Kuno Sabaza?
He gave it his best shot.
Mabe Fraddy is from, I think, Guatemala, but Mexico City-based experimental artist who relies heavily on the cello. I think she's a classically trained cellist. Um, But yeah, and that album is phenomenal, and that was Kravitz, the opener. So I recommend checking out the rest of that. And then, Will, where did we...
Right before that, we played some Godspeed You Black Emperor off of their, I guess, yeah, 2024 release. I guess the release has no title. But that was, we played Grey Rubble, Green Shoots. I've been in my Godspeed You Black Emperor kick that always comes probably once every 2 months. And every opportunity I get to play them on the radio is a good day.
Yeah. Quite a political album.
Quite a political album, but there's no title.
Yeah, and then did we play anything before then?
I think we did. We played Jessica Pratt.
Oh, yeah. But we've already discussed that.
And Ivan, I think this next song's going to be dedicated to someone special.
Yeah, yeah. So, Dad, I heard you. We're going to play some MJ Lenderman. We're going to play Wristwatch. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. But quickly, I just also wanted to shout out some other favorites from 2024 that we're not going to have time to play.
No Brat today.
Yeah, I mean, no Brat today. And then, you know, you have your handful of songs on Brat that we could have played. I mean, there's so many there. But I think for me, Eels, that whole album from Being Dead, I think that deserves a big shout out. It's an Austin-based band. Kind of it was like just a fun guitar rock pop surf rock album that was really great, that came out in the fall. And then I mean, Cowboy Carter deserves some praise. I think
Will would like to shout out that a lot of his favorites of this past year were very explicit in nature, like the Jordy Greep album, The New Sound. I looked, every single song is explicit, so I didn't get to play anything by that. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm a big fan of JPEG Mafia here, every song, so obviously couldn't play him. And I also thought GNX by Kendrick Lamar was really, really good. You know, some people didn't like it as much as others. I thought it was probably his third best album that he released, and that's probably a hot take. Anyways, we have to squeeze this last song in there.
We do, and then quickly, also Kim Deal. Kim Deal deserves a shout-out. Coming back, long career, first solo album. That was cool. Okay, MJ Lenderman.
This is for who, Ivan?
This is my dad.
Let's do it.
I got a houseboat docked at the Hambo Dome, and a
we live?
Yep.
All right. This is Effective Meltdown. We are checking out, and we're just here to remind you that you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Have a wonderful day.
Oh, no. Thank you.